This is episode 2252 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day three of our series we're exploring this week. This week, the theme is daring to live full out who you are. And this is also a theme where you unleash your creativity. In fact, that is your challenge for this week. It's to live creatively every single day in a particular way, to express your creativity in a particular way each day. So, for today, for all of you journalers, and also for your meditation focus today, you are encouraged to begin to release fear by focusing on abundance and gratitude in your life. One of the biggest obstacles to creativity is fear. Fear can make you stuck for years. It can catapult your creativity. As you begin to focus more on abundance and gratitude, and by the way, here you are doing just that because meditation is one of the best ways to cultivate these important qualities in your life. So you are on your way. You will release fear more and more as you focus on abundance. So I want to share with you a little insight into what fear does to your creativity. And this is from an article from Forbes.com. It is titled, "Fear Shrinks Your Brain and Makes You Less Creative." The author is Carolyn Centeno Milton. She interviews a neuroscientist, Dr. Wendy Suzuki from NYU. She's a professor there, and she wrote a book called Healthy Brain, Happy Life. Dr. Suzuki emphasizes her studies on long-term memory, creativity, anxiety, and how exercise affects your brain and overall health. All these are interrelated. She talks about how abundance starts with appreciation and gratitude for what you have, because everyone has abundance of some kind. She goes on to talk about how gratitude affects your brain. When you have a mindset of gratitude and abundance, you basically help eliminate the fear that comes in all too easily when you think of something that causes you fear, such as taxes or any other fear-inducing word. You're actually protecting your brain if you can come from gratitude and abundance. In neuroscience speak, you are decreasing the activity in an area of your brain which processes fear, called the amygdala. You may already be familiar with how fear impacts the amygdala. But what is interesting in what Dr. Suzuki has to say is that the amygdala is not only a sensory area for fear, but more dangerously, it has motor outputs to those areas that make your heart beat faster, make you sweat, and contribute to that feeling of anxiety. And this stunts creativity instantly. So you want to counter that activity with other thoughts and activity. So having an attitude of gratitude allows you to do that. So it can actually improve your health. Here's a message from your fellow meditator letting you know how meditation has helped to unleash creativity and reduce fear. This is from Michael. Michael is reaching out from Seattle, Washington in the U.S. He says, I'm really looking forward to this week's theme because I work in a very creative profession. There have been a lot of distractions in the city where I live as a focal point for many protests. And with COVID going on, I haven't been able to create much this year. In fact, I'm really worried that I'll be able to get my creativity back to hang on to my job. I have felt frozen in fear and worry for a lot of the year. It's what led me to meditate, and I'm so grateful that I found the meditations that you offer on the podcast. They have helped me so much to release some of my fear. Michael, you are not alone, and I can't wait to see what you create, and maybe you'll share with us what you create in a future message to me. It's true, fear can paralyze. If you would like to share your meditation journey with me, I would love to hear from you. If you reach out to me on my Sip and Om Instagram, send me a direct message. That's the best way to reach out to me. You can also email me at mary@sipandom.com. I really enjoy Michael letting us know how much fear he's been feeling and how it's impacted his life. I know many of you feel the same way because I've heard from you, and I have felt paralyzed as well this year. I've had a lot of changes with moving and dealing with the same things we're all dealing with. And I find that sometimes it's hard for me to sit down and share a message of relaxation when I don't feel very relaxed. But I'm showing up just like you every day, day in, day out, because there's really no way out of fear and uncertainty. We have to go through it. And I want to share with you today's meditation technique. It's a breathing technique. And as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, when you inhale, focus on the kind of energy you want to create. If you're wanting to release fear, like so many of us are, focus on abundance and gratitude. What are those qualities about yourself and about your life that nothing can change, no one can take away? This is your richness and your abundance. Feel gratitude and cultivate this with your breath. So sit up straight and close your eyes. As you close your eyes, gently elevate them upward to keep your thoughts uplifted. Begin to relax your body and check in with how you feel right now. Allow yourself the time and the grace to go at your own pace as you meditate. I invite you to focus on three things you're grateful for right now. Not something you hope for in the future. Gratitude is now. What are you grateful for right now? Straighten your spine, and on your next breath, inhale through your nose, gently and evenly, infusing yourself with something you're grateful for. Opening up to your qualities that allow you to express creativity. And as you exhale gently and evenly through your nose, empower yourself with these beautiful qualities that are uniquely yours. Again, inhale through your nose, gently and evenly and reflect on another quality you are grateful for right now. As you exhale, infuse this quality to empower yourself. Now sit in stillness and unleash your creativity, feeling open and receptive to how you express your creativity. If you play a guitar, how you play it. If you sing, it's how you sing. If you give people guidance or advice, it's your unique way of supporting others. You are so worth slowing down for.